Hi, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome back to Top of the Morning on the UBS Market Moves podcast channel. The week of September 23rd is extremely busy for New York City, where my guest and I both sit today with the kickoff of the annual United Nations General Assembly meetings, along with the New York Climate Week, where investors and business leaders get together with a focus on climate. So with this backdrop of high-level policy meetings and a focus on climate, let's discuss some climate and sustainability implications of the U.S. elections coming up in less than 2 months. Joining me here at the table in our 1285 podcast studio, I'm glad to welcome back sustainable and impact investing strategist for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office, Amantya Muhyiddini. Amantya, nice to have you back here on Top of the Morning. Thank you for joining in person.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me. And I'll say this week, the worst thing you can do in New York is take a taxi. So it's definitely a sustainable public transport week as well.
I was on foot from Grand Central this morning. So that's definitely the move. The streets are indeed busy. So just to lay some groundwork, Amantya, for some context for our listeners, first off, why does taking a specific lens of sustainability matter to investors? And what are some of the key policy areas which you are watching for at the moment?
Yeah, happy to start there. A lot of ink has been spilled metaphorically this year on the election outcomes and what we expect from investments. The reason why we focus on the sustainability specific lens is because it opens up different ways of thinking about what matters from a policy perspective. The U.S. is the home of and the market of a lot of renewable investment innovation now. The Inflation Reduction Act that committed $500 billion or north of that of investments into climate has already catalyzed billions of additional investment activity, and that's core and focus for investors. But the U.S. is also the second largest emitter of carbon emissions, and it's a huge international funder of climate change mitigation and adaptation globally. So what's happening in the U.S. from an investments perspective really matters to international investors and companies as well, which is why we're asking these questions with the lens of climate, as well as workforce policies, diversity, ESG investing. All of these are areas that are really bubbling up that have been interesting for us.
So I'm sure the participants at the UN will have a lot to talk about this week. So I do want to shift focus a bit as part of the ongoing Election Watch coverage from the UBS Chief Investment Office. Can you speak a bit, Amantya, to some of the most likely outcomes under either a Trump or Harris presidency?
Yes, of course. And let me just start by reminding our listeners that as of right now, the recording of this conversation,
September 23rd.
Exactly. CIO Election Watch probability are that we expect a 40% likelihood of a Harris presidency with a split Congress and a 35% probability of a red sweep, so a Trump presidency as well as both houses of Congress being Republican-led. We also have other probabilities for the other scenarios, but since these make up the most, we really are focusing on these two for the purposes of this conversation. So with that in mind, look, the main discussion that we've seen in the media and among investors has been on this question of climate and specifically investments related to the IRA. Our view, very simply, is that in either of these two scenarios, split Congress and Harris or red sweep, we don't expect a huge impact on neither renewables nor energy and fossil fuel stocks in either direction, which may be surprising, I think, for some listeners. To put it simply, we think that if there's a Democratic kind of individual or Democratic Party president in the White House and the split Congress, it's unlikely that there will be additional more investments and towards climate. And so that means that it's pretty much status quo from a renewables perspective. But we also don't expect additional regulation that would hit negatively energy kind of stocks. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, in a red sweep scenario, we also see it as unlikely that the major provisions of kind of tax support for renewable investment will be repealed. The reason for that is that a lot of the additional, the current investment has gone to Republican-led states. That means that the political incentives, in our view, have been such historically and thus far to make it unlikely for a full repeal. So this, again, doesn't mean that we expect a negative bias towards renewable, which is why we're seeing kind of more or less status quo. Now, I will say one caveat here. Volatility is expected. So headline risk is likely for renewables in a red sweep type of scenario. But we would expect that to subsume after the election.
And Amantia, you mentioned a couple of the scenarios. Since we're on the topic, I quickly want to plug the related publication from the Chief Investment Office, Sustainable Investing Perspectives, Election Watch 2024 U.S. Election Implications for Sustainability. That piece is now available up on UBS.com/CIO. Though continuing, Amantia, with our conversation, in prior conversations, we've spoken a lot about the anti-ESG movement here in the U.S. Can you provide our listeners with a bit of a refresher on that, where that stands today and where you see that sentiment going from here?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the second main issue on the agenda here. Mm-hmm. As a refresher, as of June of this year, so just a couple months ago, there were 161 new bills which were proposed at the local state-level assemblies just this calendar year, so in the first 6 months of 2024. Mm-hmm. Now, of these 161, a very small minority, only six passed. So what's interesting here is that there's still a lot of conversation at the state level of kind of holding back the movement of investment that considers proactively sustainability issues such as environmental or social issues in investments. And yet a lot of this is now turning into kind of conversation, headline risk, and actually we're seeing lesser kind of fewer teeth, I'd say, to this. So that's been interesting to observe. Partially why the reason why six only passed is that most states by now already have an either pro or against ESG bill at the state level. Now, what does this matter in the context of the general election? It matters because we're seeing the SEC as well as other regulators also come in and discuss kind of what would disclosure look like for investors, what would disclosure look like for companies around climate. And with either election scenario, that could shift a little. Mm-hmm. So as investors, we're watching this very carefully. We think there's a risk of a chilling, kind of a sitting on your heels a little bit and watching both the state and federal level regulation. So that's more of a concern than the actual bills that are likely going to be passed in the near term.
Okay, so a lot there to be mindful of, and we'll, of course, have some more clarity as to how this progresses within a couple of months. Now, Amantia, from an investment performance standpoint, historically speaking, has performance of sustainable investments materially been impacted by the party in power, the White House?
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, the other way of asking this question is, does this all matter, right? Mm-hmm. We published a report. We're having this conversation. How much does it actually matters to real-world investment performance? But I would say also to real world dollars that are going towards some of these areas. So let me answer this question in three parts. Number one, looking at the investment performance of ESG type indices historically from 2001, what we've noticed is that performance doesn't really correlate with kind of the presidency in the White House. Whether you have a Republican or a Democratic president, we've seen performance really just track the S&P 500 for ESG leader strategies rather than be correlated to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party being in power. Number two, staying with performance, when we look more specifically at indices that represent climate and renewables as well as energy stocks, we actually saw a kind of gradual increase in performance and in particular a spike in performance in 2020 up until 2021. This was the period when the Fed cut rates in response of the pandemic and then started increasing rates in response of the Russia-Ukraine war. And so what's interesting here is that it's actually been these macro factors like geopolitics, like the interest rate environment that have actually driven performance of these stocks and the indices that track them rather, once again, the party in power. The second thing that we've looked at is actual assets, flows into strategies that consider sustainability factors. Now, what's interesting is that in the last year and a half, we have seen some outflows from ESG or sustainable investing funds invested in the United States, mm-hmm. domiciled in the United States. Yet, if we look at the slightly longer period from 2018, so here we're looking at both a Trump and a Biden presidency, if you think about it, even with these flows out of the last 18 months, we still are 87% up as of mid-2024 compared to 2018. So again, the trend has been up, and really what we think is happening is really these macro factors, and in particular interest rates moving, that have driven this. And now the third thing is real world dollars, right? What's actually happening in the energy system? What's interesting is if we look at the energy kind of an electricity generation in the United States by source of energy. So what proportion of our electricity is made up of coal, is made up of natural gas and solar and wind? What we see since the 1970s and up until today is a steady trend of basically increase of the renewable share from very, very low bases to kind of more significant amounts today, and a gradual decrease of coal, as well as an increase of natural gas. And again, if you plot this, and encourage very much listeners to look at our report where we have all of these charts, this doesn't really seem to be correlated too much with the White House. It rather is a secular trend in our view.
Well, Amantya, thank you for dropping by to keep our listeners, our clients informed. Again, I will highlight the publication which Amantya has been making reference to. This part of the Sustainable Investing Perspectives publication series, Election Watch 2024 U.S. Election Implications for Sustainability. And Amantya, perhaps we can have a follow-up, of course, post-election day, but would be interested to hear about what comes out of the Climate Week meetings this week here in New York.
Absolutely. Count on it.
Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.